For I've said in my word that I inhabit your praises. Your worship comes from your heart. The place that I inhabit the most is in that chamber of my nature. The place in your heart, the part of you that I birthed in you, that born-again spirit. Many of my children do not understand that when they worship me like this, it begins a purging process on the inside. It is a way to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of me, your God and your Father. As you worship me like this, it helps you to become more sensitive to my voice. As you block out everything else and focus your mind on me, it is during that time of worship that you begin opening your spiritual ears to hear me. And I want you to know that you have not worshiped me in vain tonight. That I am honoring your worship as I have said I would in my word. And now I want you to know this. For every one of you who have worshiped me in this place, I am going to speak to you. I am going to speak to you. Some of you are going to hear me even right now. And as I speak to you, I encourage you to take note of what I say. I am going to begin helping you to understand the direction for your life, what I want to do in you. So many of you have felt like you are floundering. So many of you have felt like you don't have direction. But I am your God and I am your Father, and I am here to provide for you the direction for your life. For I already formulated a plan for you before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. It is my desire to give you the revelation of that plan. Listen closely to what I say. For some of you, you need at this moment to get a pen and some paper. Even if you have to use the back of an envelope, and be ready to write what I'm going to speak to you. For you see, it is not a hard thing for me to speak collectively to a group that have gathered in my name. But I want to speak to you individually. Just as a parent in the natural gives his children individual instructions what he wants them to do, that is the same that I want to do to you. For some of you, you are going to hear me even now. For others, you're going to hear me later. But you still need to be prepared. Do not take lightly what I say. For my desire is to give you the revelation of my perfect will. As you walk in my will and live it out, you're going to see victory over the enemy in every area of your life. For I have not called you to walk in defeat. I have called you to walk in the victory my Son died to give you. For you have been made more than conquerors. So listen to me even now and be prepared to write what I say to you. For I am God, and yes, I do still speak today. Praise God. We're just going to wait for a few moments. Don't focus on me or anything else. You focus on the Lord and what He may be speaking to you, and take the time to document it. It's okay to go ahead and keep writing. But I'll just share with you out of what the Lord spoke to me. This is what's happening here right now is something that, quite frankly, a lot of Christians have maybe never experienced. This is something new. But listen to this. He said, this is a beginning of great change. This is a week of training for many. Training on how to hear me and how to break through with worship. In my glory, there is no need to fear. If Satan cannot defeat me, he cannot defeat you. But you must be willing to engage every Goliath that comes against you and every Jericho that stands before you. I know every strategy of the enemy, and I can prepare you for all he is planning to do. And as he was speaking this to me, and one of the things that I guess, well, a lot of Christians are afraid to engage the Goliaths because they don't believe they can win. They don't believe that they can stand strong. They don't believe they can do it. As they're going forward and God, and all of a sudden they round the corner and there's a Jericho, it looks bigger than what they think they are able to conquer. But if we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, then we absolutely can take down every Goliath and every Jericho. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how intimidating. We have been given a victory.